It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
For the second time, we're out here looking for the great-tailed grackles. We struck out a few nights ago, but I found them yesterday morning, mid-morning, so we're going back to the cornfield and hoping they'll be gathering some grain.
It's on you, Ruth Carol. I'm just here for the ride.
You know, I promise I really did see them yesterday, so I know they've been around here.
There's the red-winged blackbird. If you could amplify that about 10 times, you might pass it off as a grackle.
No, this is much more musical than a grackle.
We're at Stearns Lake at Carolyn Holmberg Open Space, which is between Broomfield and Louisville. There has been an aggregation of up to 1,200 great-tailed grackles here the last several weeks, off and on. If you've ever been to Mexico, you know great-tailed grackles, because when you sit in the plazas in Mexico, all that cacophony you hear, the squeaking, scratching, squawking, is the grackles. And they just arrived here in Boulder County about a dozen or 15 years ago. It's a new thing for us to see great-tailed grackles here in Boulder County.
So far, no grackles.
Let's keep persevering here.
I'm getting nervous since I'm the one who's proposed this expedition. It depends on whether we see them as soon as we get to the cornfield or whether we have to go on to the cottonwoods on beyond. The cornfield is in sight now.
I see great tail grackles.
Vindicated. One grackle.
No, I see a bunch of them. They're in the cornfield on the left side in the sunlight there, quite beautiful with their very, very long tails. And there's one perched on a fence post, and you can see its tail is just about as long as its body. So that's how we know it's a great tail grackle. Now I am seeing at least 50 great tail grackles. Here they go. They're taking off. No, that's more than 50. It's about 200.
And that's pretty exciting every time you see a big flock like that fly away. In winter, the great-tailed grackles gather together in these huge, huge flocks. But then about this time of year, they begin to pair off and go into different directions. They might be here 2 weeks from now, but they also could very easily have gone in all directions.
But if you were to come back to Stearns Lake next winter, my guess is the crowd of 1,000 or more grackles will be hanging out here beginning next November.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.